Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
You don't need to purchase an entire year's worth of clothing for your children to go back to school. That doesn't make sense. There's going to be all kinds of sales between now and next spring. Kids like new things as the year goes along. So I say get maybe one or two outfits for the start of school. That's enough. And a new pair of shoes, for sure. Every kid needs a new pair of shoes, but not a dozen pair. And as you're looking for new clothes, now let's get smart, people. Have you heard of consignment stores? They're popping up all over the place for children, even up through teenagers, the sizes. Modern-day consignment shops feature gently worn or previously owned clothing, most of the time in excellent condition, name brands. There's even a fabulous website now that's online. Believe it or not, it is a consignment shop online. It's going to blow your socks off. Let me give you the website. It's threadup.com, but it's spelled a little differently. So let me tell you, it's T-H-R-E-D-U-P. You're going to spell thread incorrectly. It's T-H-R-E-D-U-P.com. I'm telling you, if you can't outfit your kids for about 10% of what you would spend new, including shipping, I'd be really surprised.
Wow, that's great. ThreadUp.com. That's a great tip. I was wondering, Mary, if this is since we're in this mode and we're doing some shopping with the, this is probably not a bad time to maybe review some of the principles for spending and saving and more with our kids, right?
Absolutely. You need to start out with a budget. Of course, you've got to know what you can spend. You're not going to go into debt. You know, we have to stop thinking of credit card limits as a way to handle expenses because we don't have enough money. That's not a good thing. So, how much do you have to spend? Is it $50 or is it $5,000? Whatever it is, that's all you have to spend. For your older children, let me give you a tip. You will save yourself so many heartaches, especially your preteen and teenage daughters. If you sit down with them and have a friendly conversation, this is what we have to spend. Here it is, honey. You know, we've got $100 to spend for your back-to-school clothes. We're going to put you in charge. We're going to put this money into an envelope. Now, we're going to go with you to get you started and help you to see these things, but ultimately you're going to make the decision. Do you want to have one pair of jeans for the entire school year here? Or do you want to use $100 to buy several things? Or maybe it's $25. Look what we could do at the consignment shop. Get the kid involved. Let them help to make the decisions. Let them carry the money for a responsible child. You can't believe how this is going to change everything.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.